side winners again, and even better, you know, player coach, absolutely brilliant. What brought you back to the organisation?
To be honest, when I signed last year, I didn't know what to expect, and with working and everything, it was completely new, kind of new world for me and the unknown, and it couldn't have worked out better, to be honest. Good organisation, run fairly well, and, you know, given the circumstance, the guys working and everything, they do a good job there in Hull, and before my injury, I was having a whale of a time, enjoying hockey again, and, you know, just a good set of guys and a good fit with work, so, even before my injury, I'd set myself up to play again for another year, and then, everything that went on throughout the year, it turns out I'm coming back as player coach, but I'm excited about it. It should be a fun year.
Yeah, it should. It'd be good to see you back out there. I mean, it'd be nice to see you testing that shoulder. How's it feeling at the moment?
Yeah, it's good. I've got the all clear from the surgeons and the physios to strengthen it back up now and everything. I got a couple of screws in there that feel a bit funny when I'm doing things, but by all accounts, it should be good to go, and have every intention of putting it through its paces next year anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll test it out. If we get straight into this part of things, because there's been a lot of talk on social media and everything else. It's been a difficult sort of week for the EPL, or what was the EPL.
Yeah.
What's your take on the current situation and about the potential drop down into NIHL 1?
Yeah, I definitely never saw it coming, even through everything that was going on with certain teams being in trouble and financial issues and stuff like that, and I never saw this happening though, to be honest with you, and I'm really, really upset about it, because it was a very, very good league last year, a lot better than I thought it would be, and speaking to a lot of people who've been in it for a long time, it was as good as it's ever been. So to go from that to not having an EPL is just, in my opinion, it's a travesty, really. It's a massive setback for British hockey, but you know, I see the reasons why it's happened, and for me, it's just a shame that a couple of teams in the NIHL wouldn't come and join us. And, you know, in my opinion, the best way to develop British players is to have them play at the best level they can. And a couple of those teams definitely have the potential to do that and didn't take that opportunity, which is a shame, because for me, that's where the development has to happen. It has to be at these lower levels. And You can't develop up in the elite league. There's not room for it with the import rules and stuff. So it has to start at the bottom. And unfortunately, it's, you know, this level's took a bit of a hit now. And hopefully, this is a rebuilding stage now, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have to work with the cards you dealt with. All of us have to work with that. Do you think it's a good opportunity as well to reinvigorate British ice hockey? You know, where there's going to be a skill gap, you think it's a chance for us to really reinvigorate British ice hockey for the future?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to be. I mean, my view on it is we are stepping down a level. Some of the teams that we're going to play against potentially, you know, shouldn't be able to compete with us every night. But I'm building a team based on what we want to do in the future, and having a core group of guys that take us forward and potentially get those guys to that next level. I mean, when I was 19 years old, I went from the old EG1 and straight into the Elite League. I was given an opportunity and I took it. So that's what I want for these guys, these young guys that we've got, and potentially have some more young guys on board next year. I want to help them have that opportunity that I was given, and so yeah, in that respect, it could be a good thing. And we just got, like you said earlier, we just got to make the best of the situation that we're in. But my mentality hasn't changed. I'm building a team that wants to win every night and play entertaining hockey, and that's what I'll do no matter what league we're in.
Yeah, and we know from your history, you're a competitor. You don't just turn up just to take part. You turn up to compete, to win, mind, contingent teams and stuff. What sort of team can we expect from you? What sort of team can the fans expect from you every week?
For me, it'll be a team that, I mean, no matter what the score is, it doesn't change it. We'll keep going forward and we'll stay physical. And, you know, we're not going to have people walking into Hull and pushing us around either. We're not going to be a goon team, but we're going to be a team who, when you have five guys on the ice, if you go after one, all five will be in. So that's the mentality that I have and that I'll instill into my team too. So we're going to be a good team. We're going to be a very good team with skill and a mix of everything. But even the guys with the skill are going to graft too. So we can expect a very blue-collar team.